paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Burt Show.
So I get an email and a picture the other day from one of the former members of The Burt Show, Phil Tarana. And it's the media picture of the original cast of The Burt Show. And as I'm looking at it, my first thought is, I can't believe Crash is still alive. How is that possible?
You're not the only one to say that. Believe me.
Man, 25 years, dude. It's all coming to an end on October 24th, man.
Insane. I mean, yeah. Obviously, I'm overjoyed for you. I mean, you know, you truly are an Atlanta legend. I mean, this guy, I mean, seriously, I mean, and you and I have been pals for so long. Mm-hmm. It's like, I remember holding your kids as babies.
Yes.
You know?
My memories are more like the brain cells we lost at Steamhouse.
Oh, God, yes.
God.
How we made it down those back stairs is beyond me.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'd sit out there on the old deck in Buckhead. I mean, it's in Midtown now. And just so many fun little events that we did along the way. And it's funny because Tommy was like, hey, Crash, can you come up with a couple of things that you guys did in the past? I'm like, I don't freaking remember.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I can remember because he's a Dolphins fan and I'm a Chargers fan going to, what's the name of that place up in, is it Alpharetta? The Dolphins bar?
Was it Tony's?
Tony's, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'll go there. It'll be a fun day. Plus, my Chargers are going to kick the Dolphins' ass. So, yeah, I'd love to sit there. I walk in there. Everybody's in Dolphin. There's 50 Dan Marinos. I walk in there, and the Chargers get their ass kicked, and I am taking so much S from everybody in that place. But it was a great time, man.
Yeah, that's back when the fan club was huge. And, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of people. I think we ran you out into the parking lot.
They did, but in the best way.
Oh, absolutely. No, they're good people, good people.
Yeah. We've had some really good times together. So if you're a somewhat new listener to The Burt Show, Crash was part of the original cast 25 years ago. When did you take off from us?
I think I got fired in 2005.
Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, how many times has Crash been fired in Atlanta radio? I couldn't answer.
Well, I mean, technically from The Burt Show only once, but that was also part of the 99X crew.
Yeah.
That was four times with them.
Four times with those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting back in 1989, it was called Power 99 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was let go then. Then I was rehired. I was rehired only to be fired again because the guy who was the program director thought I was sleeping with his wife, and he wanted to just have the beauty of firing me again.
So, were you sleeping with his wife?
I wasn't, but she did some. She was an odd character.
Wait, we can't skip. Why did he think you were sleeping with his wife?
I don't know how graphic you want me to get here.
How graphic do I want you to get? It's plenty. Do your best.
I drank her breast milk.
Well, oh, I did that with Kristen. She's still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a bit?
I got scared. No. We were over her house watching a football game.
Hey, that's different.
and he asked, do you want a beer? And you're like, no, wait. I'll take your wife's boob. Was it from the tap?
No, it wasn't out of the tap. It was in a Dixie cup.
That's crazy.
So that's the first indication he gets jealous. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go through the other firings. Can we do that or no?
I mean, I was in Buckhead one time giving away 311 tickets, and a guy yells out in the crowd, a girl yells out in the crowd, hey, I'll give you a beep if you give me the tickets. I said, well, my girlfriend, I just started dating my girlfriend who became my wife of 15 years, Melissa. Uh-huh. And I said, well, my girlfriend's right here. Why don't you do that guy? And I just pointed to a random guy. She grabbed him, went in the bathroom.
Shut up.
I'm doing a live show. So in the middle of one of my breaks, I go into the bathroom, kick the stall door open to get a live update. And she's in there. And visually, you guys will see this, but you're not going to know what I'm doing on the radio.
Yeah.
Poor girl, poor guy. She was like this. Nothing.
It looks like she's drinking out of a straw.
Nothing was happening. He ran out with his pants down. She was mortified, grabbed the tickets and ran out the door. Everybody thought it was great except the bosses over at 99X.
God, they were so sensitive.
I know.
It was a different time in radio where you could do stunts like that. Okay,
yes,
So that's three times, right?
Yeah, and then there was one other time I think I was doing a shift, and I didn't like the music that they were playing, so I would go introduce a song, and I'd be like, yeah, here's a song from The Cure. You guys probably like it, but I think it sucks. I just didn't really fall into the whole, from it went from Power 99 to 99X, I didn't like the alternative scene.
Yeah.
And I was just, it was just shenanigans back then. You know, American Pie. I mean,
yes.
Come on.
I was just talking about that the other day on Roswell Road. She had an appearance at Mutation Brewing.
Yeah.
And a milestone that I gave was like, old schoolers, it's right across the street from Old American Pie.
Yeah, I mean, we used to shut down Roswell Road because we would do a Make Me Say Wow contest, which turned into a Sunday afternoon of nothing but nakedness. So we'd have to put a black tarp up because cars going by would. And then there was the time there were a couple of guys going, hey, you know, they're putting all this money on the table. I go, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're going to bet our buddy $1,000 to go streaking down Roswell Road. I go, give me $100 and I'm in. And so they did. And me and this guy drop trowel. We go from the bathroom, he chickens out, barely makes it out of the restaurant. Me, Homer Simpsoning it all the way down to 285. And I stop. This is the middle of a Sunday afternoon in the middle of the summer. And I'm just huffing and puffing at 285 or Roswell Road. And I just slowly walk back, completely sans clothing.
It was such a different time. Now, those are the things that happened on the alternative station. None of them here. But
yeah.
Crash had it tough, man, because he was coming in. He was doing our show. You were doing traffic for us, right? Mm-hmm. And 99X. And then having to come back in the afternoon, which was killing you.
Yeah, the split shift was crazy. I mean, it was funny because the studios were in different areas in this building, but it wasn't that far. I'd wrap up and, you know, I'm Crash Clark with 99X, back over here, and it's like, I'm Crash Clark with the Bird Show on Q. You know, it was crazy, but it was fun. I enjoyed it so much because, I mean, let's not forget about one of the favorite things I loved around here. Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So the beautiful thing about Crash is he's so layered that, as you can hear, he's a little rough around the edges. but man, when you got him around those kids at Bert's Big Adventure, man, I don't know that there was anybody that's ever been better with those kids than you were. I mean, there for their every single need. And then there were our Sunday afternoons going party.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was amazing. When you first, you know, I mean, I think, what was it, 2000? When did we start? When did you first?
2002 was the first Bert's Big Adventure.
2002, okay. Uh-huh. And I remember because I was an annual pass holder. So my wife and I at the time, we'd go to Disney 10 times a year. So I love Disney, and Bert approached me with the idea, and I'm like, oh my God, I would love to. And of course, I don't have kids, but I'm the one that goes to a party and kids gravitate towards me. I'm like the uncle, you know, they're all playing. I love kids. And just the greatest story, and God, I'm going to cry. I know it. I never make it through this story every time I tell it. One of the first Bert Big Adventures we were on, and of course, it's all day. It's from start to finish. We're doing shows. We're doing dinners. We're doing lunches. We wear everybody out, the families, the kids. And we were going back to the hotel, and this one little girl that I befriended, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name. Her dad wasn't there, but her mom was, and her mom was exhausted, and the little girl couldn't keep her eyes open. So I pick her up in my arms and I said, I'll walk her back to the hotel. And I mean, from the bus to the hotel to the walk that we made, this little girl did not leave my arms. Now, my arms are burning. I mean, I am dying. Her mom is like just exhausted. And this little girl is out like a light. And I'm just saying to myself, I'm like, I am not going to put this little girl down. I'm not going to wake her up. And I just walked all the way back to her hotel, put her in the bed. My arms are on fire. I could barely unload them. And it was just to me, and I'm not looking for anything. I just was like, because it was all about these children. You know, I mean, some of them who are unfortunately aren't even with us anymore. And it just hit me so powerful that being a fan of Disney and loving it, and it was always about me and going and enjoying the rides and having fun and drinking beers around the world. For once in my life, it was about this little girl, and I'll never forget it. And God, I hope she's still around, but she was just the sweetest little thing, and her mom was so grateful. And that is what Bert's Big Adventure started out with me. And obviously, it's blossomed into this most incredible thing that you guys all do. So that's just one of my fondest memories with you and with Bert's Big Adventure.
And that, do I have this right, or am I making this up, that your family was so into Disney World, your mom loved it so much that you spread her ashes? ashes in Disney?
Yeah, we actually, the majority of my mom's ashes went in the Atlantic, and then I took a little film canister. Yes, kids, there were film canisters. and I took that, and it was on It's a Small World. That was her favorite ride.
Yeah.
So I just stuck my hand over the side of the boat, and I just started shaking the thing. So we say that my mom's thumb is stuck in Disney World, and the rest of her is swimming in the Atlantic.
Well, man, I can't thank you enough for being part of those first couple of years of The Burt Show. We didn't know what we were doing. It was wild. They let us do whatever we wanted. It was, I look back at it so fondly because really it was chaos and archaic. Yeah. And you were part of it and it felt like a really tight group and we were hanging out with each other outside the radio station also. It was a great way to start.
It truly was. Remember when we did the pretty person party? Do you remember that one?
No.
He wasn't invited.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.